Hey guys, I sent out a email. It's not a regular update, but kind of more of an update on our mission and stuff. So just like I do with the regular updates, I'm going to go ahead and just read it as it's written. Hope you're doing well. Anyways, it starts off, friends and family. As we head into the end of the year and with Giving Tuesday just around the corner, I've noticed that many of our ministry friends tend to do most of their fundraising during the season. Clearly, I've been paying attention because I've learned that's when the support really comes in. So here I am, reaching out, a little outside my comfort zone. Usually I send updates, but today I'd like to present some options for you to consider supporting financially what God is doing here in Guatemala. Honestly, I don't usually make this kind of request. Still, I'm confident it's time to extend the invitation to go deeper and to ask for your prayers and financial support for the work we're passionate about. The good news is that the mission is definitely happening, and we're seeing God's hand guiding us each step of the way. It's probably been more challenging and a whole lot slower than I expected, and it's definitely not exactly what we initially set out to do. However, despite the challenges, the work is moving forward. The model is working. With God's grace, we have maintained classes serving both the hearing and the deaf communities, and our efforts to incorporate biblical teaching and sign language are gaining momentum. We've also seen, through your incredible generosity and from other supporters like you, especially in helping provide over 120 water filters to families in the village of El Jardín. We are witnessing God stirring up local volunteers to help us reach out to these undeserved people. The situation. Over the last year and a half, we've essentially started our own independent mission, focused on reaching the unreached deaf in Canton Valencia, specifically in El Jardín, located in the mountains of Jutiapa. Our approach is gospel-centered and collaborative, working with the existing community structure, churches, and local leadership. However, this effort comes with some ongoing needs. Also, after living here for over 2.5 years, we've had to adjust our budget as we've learned more about the true cost of living and what works for our family. The expenses have been higher than we initially anticipated, particularly the education costs for the boys, which were not fully factored in from the start. We could really use some help covering those additional educational expenses. We didn't initially plan to pursue residency, buy property, build, or start a mission, but as we've settled in, that is just what we've done. This has been accomplished mainly through our personal savings and a few one-time gifts. We've established a foothold, launched, tested, and proven the mission model. It did not seem appropriate to make the ask for an unproven model, so we've covered it personally. There have been some unforeseen costs and some expensive lessons to learn, but it's working. The overall cost of living here is roughly 120 to 130% of what it costs in the States for a sustainable standard of living. It's not the same, but it's more about maintaining a reasonable and sustainable lifestyle that allows us to focus on the ministry. We hope to continue serving faithfully and being fully present here, but to do that well, we need to ensure our family's practical needs are met and then continue to grow the work. If the Lord places it on your heart, we'd be grateful for any support that could help us cover these ongoing expenses and stay sustainable in this work. Water filters. We're about 60 short of providing a filter for every family in the village. You can sponsor a filter for $75. Click special projects on the link given in the notes. Ministry operations. We need regular monthly support to cover the costs of classes, outreach events, and just general operations and community health initiatives planned for 2026. This includes finishing touches on the medical clinic, building an additional classroom for the local public school, and launching a business initiative to provide jobs for deaf community members. Click on Donate Ministry Operations in the notes. Personal needs. Our vehicles my truck with over 560,000 miles on it and our 4Runner with over 307,000 miles are showing significant wear and tear, and ongoing repairs are financially draining. We also want to finish the house upstairs, adding 3 guest rooms and 2 bathrooms to create space for visiting teams and to better support our ministry work. You can support these types of needs by clicking on the link for personal missionary support in the notes. Here's the ask. While our personal support is currently sufficient for daily living, if I were working for another ministry, we feel led to develop additional resources to enable the ministry to thrive and expand. Living and serving here is great. There are so many opportunities to expand the work. I hope you've seen that the work functions and that we have been proven to be faithful. We desire to do more, to go deeper, and to build a team that sees more reached, more loved, and served. If the Lord places it on your heart to help meet these needs, I'd love to connect further. There are a few ways you might be able to assist, such as connecting us with your church, friends, or family members who may be interested in supporting this work. If you're already supporting us, maybe there's room to consider giving a little more. I'd be happy to share more detailed budgets and plans or answer any questions you might have. However, I must admit that I'm trying to hold back from overwhelming you with spreadsheets and numbers, which I love talking about. Let's get something on the calendar to discuss this further. Currently, we have 62 monthly donors and support from 4 churches, but our email list includes 389 people. I truly believe that God is leading us to continue this work, and He has already used you to provide everything we need. This is an invitation to get behind a work that you're already praying for and watching. It's an opportunity to go deeper and to be a part of what God is doing here in Guatemala. In summary, here are the main needs. Water filters for the families of in El Jardín. Monthly support for ministry operations in 2026. Vehicle repairs or replacements. Finishing the upstairs of our house, guest bedrooms and bathrooms. Personal missionary support. Thank you for praying about this. Our greatest desire is to continue serving faithfully and see many more lives touched by Jesus. Your partnership, whether through prayer, financial support, or connecting us to others, means the world. Be blessed, the Johnsons. All right, that's it. I'll put the links in the notes. Thanks, guys.